Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something seriously useful for drum and bass production in Ableton Live 12, a jungle-style ARP system that sits on top of your breaks and works like a DJ tool. So this is not just about making a cool loop. This is about creating movement, tension, and transition energy that can support an intro, a drop, a breakdown, or even an outro. The whole vibe here is, take a chopped break, turn it into a playable rhythmic layer, then bend the timing with groove pool so it feels alive, human, and a little dangerous. If you get this right, you end up with that classic jungle pressure, but still tight enough for modern DNB. Let's build it. First, choose a break that already has personality. You want ghost notes, offbeat hats, little shuffle details, and some contrast between the hits. Amen style material is perfect, but anything with attitude will work. Drag it into an audio track and loop a clean one or two bar section. Now, don't overprocess it yet. If the loop needs warping, align the downbeat carefully, but keep the feel intact. In this style, a little looseness is good. If you force everything perfectly onto the grid, it starts to sound too neat and you lose that jungle swing. Next, we're going to slice the break into something playable. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For most break-heavy material, transient slicing is the best starting point because it keeps the important hits and the little ghost details. Once Ableton gives you the drum rack, take a quick look and clean it up. Keep the most useful slices on the first handful of pads. Group similar hits together in your head. Kicks, snares, ghosts, hats, little pickup fragments. If there are slices you'll never use, get rid of them or ignore them. The goal is not to keep every piece. The goal is to build a rhythmic engine. Now program a simple MIDI phrase that triggers those slices. Keep it basic at first. Think 1/16 as the foundation, with maybe a few 1/32 pickups for extra bite. Leave small gaps so it breathes. If you want that proper jungle tension, place a ghost note just before a main snare hit. That little anticipation can change the whole feel. At this stage, the slice layer should feel like a chopped rhythm bed. It doesn't need to be flashy yet. It just needs to move. Now we add the second layer, which is the actual ARP voice. Create a new MIDI track and load something simple, wave-eatable, analog, or even simpler if you've got a short stab or a tonal sample. Keep the sound lean and mid-range focused. We are not building a huge melodic lead here. We're making a motion layer. A good starting sound is short, punchy, and slightly nasal. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a fairly quick release. You want it to speak and get out of the way. In jungle and DNB, transient clarity matters more than big sustain. If you want the ARP to generate movement from a small held shape, add Ableton's arpeggiator before the instrument. Keep the rate tight, usually 1/16 or 1/32. Don't go too trancy. This should feel like a rhythmic tool, not a giant lead line. A simple two note shape or a small minor cluster can be enough. Let the rhythm do most of the work. Now here comes one of the most important parts, groove pool. This is where the magic starts to feel like a real record. Open groove pool and drag in a groove that has some swing character, ideally something MPC style or break derived. Then apply the groove to both your sliced break clip and your ARP clip. But here's the trick, to not use the exact same amount on both. That's a common mistake. If every layer gets the same groove depth, everything can lock together too neatly and flatten the rhythm. Instead, try this kind of starting point. Give the break layer a stronger groove amount, maybe somewhere around 35-55%. Then give the ARP layer a lighter amount, maybe 15-35%. That creates a push-pull relationship. One part feels more human and loose, while the other stays a little more machine-like. That contrast is huge. It's what makes the whole thing feel like jungle instead of just a quantized MIDI riff with swing on it. After that, listen closely and shape the timing. Adjust timing first. Be subtle. You're not trying to destroy the grid, just lean off it a little. If needed, add a touch of velocity variation to the break layer so the bounce feels more natural. Random can be used sparingly, but don't overdo it. The groove should feel intentional. Now let's make this useful in arrangement. Add auto filter after the ARP instrument. Start with a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB. Set the cutoff low enough that the ARP can sit underneath the bigger parts of the track, maybe somewhere in the few hundred hertz to a couple of kilohertz range depending on how exposed you want it. For intro sections, keep the filter more closed, then automate it open as the section develops. That gives you a pressure curve. The listener feels the energy rising even if the notes stay mostly the same. That's a big teacher tip here. Think in pressure curves, not just loops. This kind of system works best when something changes every 2, 4, or 8 bars. Maybe the filter opens a little. Maybe the note density increases. Maybe the echo throw gets slightly bigger. Tiny changes keep the loop alive. After the filter, add utility. This is where you control the space and stereo behavior. If the ARP has any unwanted width, narrow it down. In some sections, you can even go very focused and mono-ish so the track stays punchy. Then, in a transition, open it up slightly for a bigger sense of lift. Keep one thing in mind, the ARP should never fight the sob. If there's any low mid mud, trim it with EQ8. Usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz is where brake clutter starts building up. Clean that area up if needed, and keep the sub-safe foundation separate and mono. You can also add a little echo, either on an insert or send, for dubby movement. But be careful. In DNB, delay and reverb are seasoning, not the main dish. High pass the returns if you can, and use throws rather than leaving everything swimming all the time. Now, once the brake layer and ARP layer are feeling good together, resample the whole movement. Route it to a resampling track or just record the output to auto. Capture a few bars with the filter automation, groove feel, and any echo throws or accents. This step is powerful, because it turns your MIDI idea into a real DJ tool. Once it's auto, you can chop it, arrange it fast, and keep the character locked in. That's especially useful for drum and bass, where you often want to build tension quickly without burning CPU or overcomplicating the arrangement. Print a 4 to 8 bar performance, then make a few versions. Maybe one intro-friendly version with the filter more closed, and one heavier version with the filter open wider and more saturation. That way, you've already built A and B variations from the same source. Now let's talk about bass safety, because this matters a lot. Your ARP system should complement the bass line, not compete with it. The usual move is a clean sub doing simple note holds, with maybe a mid-bass or Reese answering around it. A good rule is, when the ARP gets busier, the bass should simplify. When the bass gets more animated, the ARP should back off a little. That call and response relationship keeps the arrangement readable and keeps the low end from turning into soup. If needed, a light compressor or glue compressor on the bass bus can help, but do not over-squash the movement. If the ARP and bass clash, solve it with EQ first. Now automate the section like you're arranging a real club record. For example, start with a filtered ARP and break fragments in the first 8 bars. Then open things up slowly over the next 8 bars. Bring in a little more bass energy later. Use echo throws on the last note of a phrase. Narrow the width in the intro, then let it open slightly in the transition. Maybe add a touch of saturation in the peak section to make it feel a little rougher and more alive. This is where the system becomes a real arrangement tool. It can be your intro builder, your breakdown bridge, your drop support layer, or your DJ mix-out loop. A few extra pro moves can make it hit even harder. Try a tiny bit of detune on the ARP voice, if you're using a synth like Waveedable or Analog. Keep it subtle, just enough to add menace. You can also place saturator before the filter for a gridded air response to cutoff automation. A little drive can make the motion feel more aggressive. Another nice trick is rhythmic ducking. If you sidechain the ARP lightly from the kick or main drum bus, it can tuck under the drums and feel more integrated. That works especially well in heavier DNB where you want the top layer to move but never steal the punch. And if you want extra jungle flavor, layer in a super quiet ghost percussion chain from the same break, maybe a shaker, rim or hat fragment. Run it through the same groove. That tiny detail can make the whole thing feel more alive without adding clutter. Common mistakes to avoid here: making the ARP too melodic, using the same groove amount on every layer, letting it fight the bass, overwarping the break, and drowning everything in reverb or delay. If the ARP isn't helping the arrangement, simplify it. In this style, every layer needs to earn its place. Here's a fast way to practice this whole concept. Pick a one-bar break, slice it, and build a short phrase from just a few slices. Add a second MIDI track with a tight ARP sound. Apply different groove amounts to each. Automate the filter over 8 bars. Add a touch of saturation and one echo throw at the end of a phrase. Then resample 4 bars and make 2 versions, one filtered and intro-friendly, one more open and aggressive. That's the core workflow. So the big takeaway is this. Take a chopped break, turn it into a groove-driven ARP system, and use groove pool, filtering, width control, and resampling to make a layer that adds movement without wrecking your low end. Keep the sub separate and mono. Use different groove depths across layers. Let the ARP support the intro, transition, and drop. And once it feels right, print it to audio so you can move fast. Do that, and even a simple loop can start feeling like a proper jungle and drum and bass record.